Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And as I was seeking the Lord what He would have me share today, He brought up the subject of worship. And it's been a while since I've ministered on that. So let's talk about worship for a little while. And what is the heart of a true worshiper? Well, we can find that out in the Word of God. Let's just address the question, what is worship? Well, we see examples of it in the lives of the great men and women in the Bible, like Abraham and Job, who worshiped in the midst of the most life-shattering circumstances. And I suppose perhaps the best way to define it, sometimes for those of us who have walked with the Lord for a while, we think of worship as, you know, singing songs and praising, but it's actually much more comprehensive than that. It's actually a bowing of one's heart and one's life before God Almighty. It's an acknowledging of His supreme lordship, regardless of whatever negative circumstances or complete emotional turmoil might be surrounding you. It's a confessing that Jesus is Lord when everything around you screams and the devil would place in your ear, well, God is unjust. He doesn't love you. It's a willingness to say, as Job, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust Him. When we feel overwhelmed, what does the psalmist say? Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. When we don't know why God has allowed a certain situation to come into our lives, we have to reaffirm our basic faith in God. And so worship is just surrendering, submitting to God from a heart perspective. That's really worship. And it, of course, expresses itself in song many times, but it's a much deeper concept, and that's what I want you to lay hold of. Also, it's very interesting when Jesus met that woman at the well in Samaria. That was a very fascinating point in time. And of course, we know an entire village was brought into revival because of her experience and Jesus' ministry to her. But we find, as the Lord spoke in John, the 4th chapter, verse 23, He told her, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." Worship, then, is present tense. It's not something that's just going to occur when we're over in glory, when we're in heaven with all the saints of all ages past around the throne worshiping God. Well, let's not wait till then. God wants us to begin to worship Him now. The hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And so when facing turbulent circumstances, what do we do? Naturally, we have a tendency to complain. And then, well, we'll worship later. But the Lord is saying, worship now. And as we do that, we'll be saved a lot of heartache, a lot of, I believe, lengthening out of the battles that we go through. So what is worship? It's a bowing of one heart and life before God. It's a present tense experience. And also, it's interesting as we go into the Word of God to discover what this whole subject is, worship, we find that it's something that's learned. It's not something that's just automatically, discovered. It's something that we can learn how to do that, because Psalm 89:15 says, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." The New English Bible translates that verse this way: "Happy the people who have learned to acclaim thee." So it's not a talent we're born with, nor is it a special gifting for a select few. Worship is the art of expressing oneself to God. And we must learn that expression and open our hearts as channels of the Holy Spirit. We learn by doing. So where else can we go in the Word of God to discover what it means to worship the Lord? Well, there's a beautiful example found in the Gospel of Luke, the 7th chapter, and I'm going to be reading verses starting 36. It actually goes to the end of the chapter. A familiar passage, I trust. "And one of the Pharisees desired him," this is Jesus, "that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and had wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debts. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that said it at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." Well, this is a beautiful example of a worshiper. First of all, let's look at what she was doing. She was crying. She was weeping. And that weeping, or those tears, were an outward manifestation of a heart that was deeply stirred. She was obviously repentant. She was overcome. She was unreserved. She kissed his feet. And that's a beautiful aspect of worship. That's from the Greek word proskuneo, and it means to kiss the hand toward, to do reverence or homage by kissing the hand, to bow oneself in adoration. Remember the beloved disciple John, it said that he leaned upon Jesus' breast. Also notice, and this is extremely important, that she was motivated by the fear of God, not the fear of man. Worshippers, beloved, cannot go unnoticed. Just because of who they are and what they're doing, they attract attention to themselves, not that they want to. And it's for this reason many have not been willing. They refrain from entering into the fullness of worship because of that. That sense of peer pressure affects worship. Because why? They're afraid of what others might think or say. But obviously, Mary was not following the conventional forms of worship. She was weeping. She was kissing his feet, wiping his feet with her hair. You know, there's no mention in the Psalms of pouring perfume on the Lord's feet. David gave no guidelines concerning these things. There's no formulas for worship because worship, beloved, is a function of the heart. And the heart will find expression in a variety of external forms. Praise God. You know, we need to be willing, regardless of how we might be feel physically or emotionally, to do what the Word says and praise Him at all times. Praise Him especially in the midst of difficult situations. That's truly the sacrifice of praise. I'll never forget years ago, I was really young in the Lord at that time and was just newly working for the ministry. This is long before Brother Glass and I were married. And we were in a service in the San Jose area, which we did regularly. We went down weekly. And I was very tired. And it was the worship service. And normally I always stay in and worship God. But I thought, I'm too tired. I was just going to sit down. But you know, I guess it was the Holy Spirit prompting me. I couldn't do that. But I thought, Lord, you see how tired I am. But I'm just going to stand up and worship you. Forget how I'm feeling. Just minister to you because you're so worthy. And as I did that, I'll never forget the amazing impartation of supernatural strength and anointing, the presence of God that I felt. And I believe it was in direct response to my willingness to overcome my subjective feelings of tiredness, of not wanting to praise. It was, you know, it's so much effort. But as I was willing to do that, there was divine pleasure was evidenced by the way that He ministered to me. So I just want to encourage you that you might be feeling so weary, not just even physically tired. Beloved, there can come a spiritual weariness to our hearts. And in fact, I just want to stop right here and ask the Lord to strengthen you. Father, I want to pray now for those that are weary, not just physically with the activities and events of the day and the battles they faced, but Lord, those that are spiritually weary, weary from prolonged tests and trials. Lord, you won't give us more than we're able to bear. That's what your word says. And I'm asking right now for an impartation of the anointing of God, the Spirit of the Lord to minister refreshing and strength and courage and hope. Lord, that their faith will be stirred and strengthened to believe you, Father, for all that they need in their life right now. Give them wisdom. Give them discernment. Give them insight. Give them the ability, having done all, to stand therefore and to praise you. Amen and amen. Well, there's much more I want to share, but just remember, keep praising God. He's worthy of praise. The announcer in a moment is going to give you our contact information. If you need the support of agreeing prayer, I do invite you to not jot down that contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.